But what did you think about my idea to come see you in
I know you
September,
were gonna be,
and then we could do the whole drive to Fatty's thing again.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that tonight. So, yeah, I figured we would talk about it.
Let's plan it.
I figured
right
like
here
the
on
after
the
show. Right. I figured like the after show we would be able to plan it, but we're not even doing an after show tonight. But you say, yeah, that sounds fine to me. I feel like, and you can tell me whether this is true or not. I feel like the reason that you did it is because you realized that you were talking about being in Port Canaveral.
No.
Which you...
No.
And I know you're not going to see us then because you're going to be with your parents. So it's just like... So you're like, I'm going to be down there and I'm not going to get to see him. So
with
y'all.
We might have lunch with you or something. I don't know if we're going
to
see you.
Oh, I get to have lunch with your mom?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We could do the whole drive to Fatty's thing again.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4834. FO for Wednesday, the 19th of August. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all will pick up where I left off yesterday, telling you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sweltering hat. Good morning to you. Hello, neighbors. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your neighbors today, because y'all, I got a little story I want to tell you all about my neighbors. Y'all, while I was over at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend, y'all, I told them to hold my newspapers. And y'all, the little man that walks in the mornings, he noticed that I had a couple of packages that were delivered, and he threw a couple of newspapers. And y'all noticed I didn't get it. And y'all, my next door neighbor called to see if I was okay. Big Fatty, y'all, wishing us good morning is Moose P, Phoenix Dave, and believe it or not, it was the Nip.
We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Now, y'all, we had a cliffhanger. We had a cliffhanger. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that Yodel guy. Yeah, cliffhanger. Y'all, we had a cliffhanger on yesterday's little show. And, y'all, that is because when last we spoke, Granny and I and all Chris and other folks were over at the Capri Lounge. Friday afternoon, and Granny came in and said, Durwood has had an accident. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all tore up his car. I believe it's probably totaled. But y'all, you know, that Durwood, he drives like a race car driver, and y'all, he wasn't far out of Charleston, probably about, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes up the road, and, y'all, was passing a car, and y'all, they tried to occupy the same space at the same time, and Durwood was a big loser on that. So he's fine. He had a few bumps and bruises because of the ire, because the airbags went off, but and I think he's still a little slow, not slow, sore, but all in all, I think he's probably okay. And but y'all, he had been thinking about maybe getting a new car, and y'all, I guess the gods looked down upon him and said, "Big Fatty, not Big Fatty, Durwood, quit thinking about it, and just get out there."
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Red.
America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet.
Red.
In the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
So, y'all, I think he is going to be doing, he said that he would probably find the car that he'd like to have and maybe lease it for a while, and just to see if he's pleased with the get up and go and all that kind of stuff. And so I think that's that was the last plan that I had heard that he had for the y'all, that is some of those pop Kona chips, just a little snack of snack. We all, you know, we were glad that he was okay. His sister came and picked him up, and we're over at the Capri Lounge, because we found out about this before we went over there, and we're over there, and y'all, the bottom just opened up. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Wait a minute, is that right? No, I don't think that's right. I think Saturday night is when the bottom opened up. It was. And no, it wasn't. It was Friday night. And y'all, the bottom opened up, and it just rained.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
And y'all, the power kept flickering and everything, and y'all, Granny and I, Durwood finally arrived, because y'all, he decided he was going to come anyway. And we get a message, order my regular jalapeno margarita. Now, y'all, he did not know that the sugar hooker was not there. Oh, Big Fatty, as he drove all that way, and the sugar hooker stood him up. It's true. And Durwood arrived, and he started catching up on the drinking from the rest of us. And y'all, Granny wanted to get him some food at the cafe, so he and they closed at 9 p.m. in the evening, and so I walked back with him, and got to the cafe, closed due to heavy storms, and y'all, evidently the power was flickering all around. Y'all, as we was walking back, we could just smell the burning of, you know, you can tell the smell of an electrical fire, because that certain burning smell. And Granny was pissed, so he had to order him a pizza pie and have it delivered. And y'all, Big Fatty went to his room, and while I was in the room, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, had the... the young man from a couple of weeks ago when I was over there for the old swimming hole weekend that said, "Oh, hey, Big Fatty, I hadn't seen you in a while." Y'all, he came back for seconds. Yes, Big Fatty, which, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was absolutely just lovely. And y'all, for those of you keeping score at home, you know, Big Fatty turned 70 last Monday on the 10th. And y'all, during my first week at after completing my 70th year, I had four gentlemen call us, "Big Fatty, you're a whore." I am. But anyway, y'all, I'm okay with that. Big, right? Of course you are. And y'all, when he left, y'all, the rain started up again, and y'all, it was just crazy, the wind and everything, and y'all, it knocked the power. It knocked the power out at the Metropolis in the New England Blinks. So, y'all, I headed to bed, I don't know, probably 10:30 or so. And, y'all, of course, the air conditioning wasn't working. But anyway, y'all, about 2:30 a.m. in the morning, it came back on. And y'all, that's, what is that? Oh, that's some rotisserie chicken. Beh, ready? But y'all came back on, so I got up and turned the lights off and went back to sleep. And y'all then got up on Saturday morning and went and spent a little a little time out by the old swimming hole just visited with different folks and all. Y'all, it is just so hot, though. I was back in the room before you knew it. And so, y'all, I just kind of nip-a-napped and all until it was time for the old Weenie Express, Big Fatty, the Weenie Express, to come through. And, y'all, it was a nice weekend. I think the crowd was a little smaller than it has been in previous years. Everybody seemed to have a good time. The food was, it tried to be like it was in previous years, but y'all, they didn't even cook the hot dogs on the grill, and that's part of the allure. The allure is to smell. You know, there's nothing better than the smell of a hot dog or a hamburger or a steak on the grill. And so that was a little disappointing, and there didn't seem to be quite as much different things this year. But anyway, everybody got their fill. Y'all, Gay Country West and Tommy arrived around noon, and so spent a little time with them, and y'all, then the rest of the afternoon, after I ate the lunch, y'all, I went back. Y'all, I was out like a light. Y'all, it was like a Cobb coma. And went back out and checked on what was going on out at the old swimming hole. Granny had decided to come in. He's getting a little overheated. And then Durwood, y'all, I can just assure you, Durwood was feeling no pain, he definitely was not standing around saying,
"Oh, the pain. The pain."
And neither was Gay Country West. Y'all, we could have given him a nickname, Hansy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Hansy. But y'all, it was lovely. The Hatlanta Braves sports wall was on Big Fox, is they what they call it. So I was able to watch it because they don't have the Braves vision over at the Metropolis and Links. And y'all slept like a baby. And got up on Sunday morning. Granny decided he was going to ride back with me. Big Fatty, is that because of Durwood? Well, I won't speak for Granny. But anyway, Granny rode back with me. We stopped and got us a little brufkas at the McDonald's. Got back. Y'all dropped Granny off about 10:30 a.m. in the morning. I was home before 11. And y'all just spent the day unpacking, and I didn't wash my underpants or anything. Big Fatty, you don't wear them. It's true. And but Sunday evening, y'all watched the Big Brother, and y'all, it was good. It was good. But y'all, tonight as you listen to this, y'all, it is the power of a veto ceremony. Well, it's the power of veto competition and the ceremony. And y'all, not to be a spoiler, but I believe that Otev is back for the power of veto competition. And then the nominations, and well, no, we already had the nominations, and then we'll see if what happens if the power of veto is used. But y'all, you're in for a treat, is all I got to say. Big Fatty. And Monday night slept. No, Sunday night slept like a baby. Monday, y'all, it was just a quiet day here in Fat Acres. Started watching the sports ball. Y'all, they got rain delay, so I didn't watch much of it. It didn't matter. Atlanta Braves got the ass beat. And Monday night, slept better Monday night than I did, than I did Sunday night. But got up on Tuesday. Y'all, I had my brofkas, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, started my nipple walking in the house, and then I was off to senior size class. Y'all, they surprised me with a card, and y'all, they all just wrote a little, happy birthday. And but y'all, there must be 35 people that signed this card, and it's just sweet that they took the time to all sign that. And after we did our dancing on Tuesday, y'all, there was the card sitting in my chair. And Big Fatty, was that the special no, it was not the special chair. And so anyway, y'all, after that, came home. Hortensia has just left the villa, and while she was here, I went to the Sam's Club, picked up some provisions for Frankie at Fatty's, and y'all, got a rotisserie chicken. That's why I'm belching it up now. And y'all, I think that catches you up on my weekend and my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, getting ready to get my share and head on over to Shady Pines for supper with my lady friend. And then I'll, I don't know what I'll be doing. Big Fatty, you're probably coming back to the villa. Yes, I probably am. Y'all, it is so hot. Y'all, it went to 100 on Tuesday. Just, y'all, it's just nasty. Just nasty. Yes, Big Fatty, almost as nasty as the witch on the Big Brother. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And, you know, they're heading up here to Fat Acres. And Adam, anything you want to say to everyone?
We can do the whole drive to Fatty's thing again.
Oh, Big Fatty, I didn't know that they had purchased Veda's old car. It sounds just like it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.